Let's take a look at the assignment for Chapter 7. Now, it's relatively straightforward. There's some calculations that you're going to do that are similar to the calculations in the presentation and the worksheet, and maybe on the exam. Probably it'll be on the exam. And then there's some information we want you to take a look at. We want you to research some mortgages. Now, get at least 3 mortgage quotes. You can contact individuals. They may not be so, you know, excited when they find out it's for a class and you're really not interested in buying a home right now. But they, if they're smart, they'll realize that you're a potential client in the future. So we'll see. But you go to websites. There are dozens and dozens of websites. Most are going to try to get you to give them your information so they'll contact you. One of them that doesn't is aimloan.com. That's the one that doesn't. There's a few others that don't either. Bankrate. But if you go to the most of credit unions, banks, they have this information. You don't really have to talk to somebody. You don't really want to look for adjustable rate mortgages because they're higher than the fixed rate mortgages now. So figure that one out. Okay, so do your best to get as much information as you can about those mortgages and then think, you know, is it a good time to buy? Interest rates are very low. It's a good time to refinance if you have a mortgage. Now, the second part of the assignment is to do the calculations, as we said. Now, the part D of problem one is a little different because it's an adjustable rate mortgage. So think about what's different about an adjustable rate mortgage. And then the second problem asks you to think about refinancing. You know, how much would you save every month? How much would you, how long would it take you to pay back the closing costs? Think about that in months, folks, in months. So you can do it. Contact me if you have any questions. Have fun with this because it's a important thing that people are thinking about right now. Should we refinance? Should we buy? How much are we paying in rent? Do we have a down payment? All the things we talk about in Chapter 7. The biggest, for many people, the biggest expense you're ever going to have, the biggest item on your cash flow statement and your net worth statement. Have fun, dear students.